This is Dr. Virginia Banaski, professional lotus olivaria. Date of birth is 9/5/1965. Featuring the megalomax. And this procedure was epigastric pain, history of gastritis, history of helicobacter pylori in the past, times two. To who are in recent helicobacter pylori, who are there any mold lymphoma, there's no ulcers or mass noted in the stomach. That's the patient in Sazura, Varsofra, Kalia, Russian Lama, except for distal body stomach, moderate erosive gastritis. The school by straightened, dark gentian, normal and swimming, which is very not complicated. Five gossamers, normal vita, and number two, moderate erosive gastritis, low body stomach, and antrum, multiple acidosis, like anemia. There's no evidence of any mass or ulcer in the stomach, and a 5 mL deionized biopsy to a serious food recommendation. Away with the small biopsy, away with the stomach biopsy, the positive comes out to be positive for the helicobacter pylori. Then we'll try to look into the regimen, what kind of what antibiotics she has been given before, and is she developing a resistance to any of those antibiotics in the past, and then probably she needs to be sent to the infectious disease doctor for adequate helicobacter pylori infection treatment. Otherwise, I wait for the continue the program pharmacy/H2 blockers, lifestyle modification, follow 1-2 weeks. And this is other than erosive gastritis, I didn't see any cause of the abdominal pain. Regulatory ulcers in the abdomen, through interrupt abdominal pelvic pathology, the work of the abdominal pain. If that comes in negative, the CT scan of the abdomen pelvis could be done through interrupt abdominal pelvic pathology as a continued factor of abdominal pain, follow 1-2 weeks. And nutrition, please send the copy to patient primary care provider. Dr. Luis Velasquez, and Dr. Luis Velasquez, and probably Dr. Farhan Sari. Their procedure was November 19th to 22nd. It's November 19th to 22nd. Patient office next.